God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason DeZurich. For this half hour, we're going to take a look at what is the Bible. I'll be right back to dig into that in just a bit. Oh, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, going to take a look at what is the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 states this: all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And verse 17 says this: so that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Friends, we also see in the book of James, James tells us so much that we need to do. James is a book, well, it's one of my favorite books in the Bible, to be honest with you. It says this: do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. It goes on to say this regarding, again, doing. If any one of you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Things we need to do. And I also encourage you to go check out 1 John 5:1-5 to find out what love really is. But again, what is the Bible? Well, friends, one of the greatest unfortunate side effects of modern academia is that because it is based on man's ideas and man's interpretations, friends, even the most elite scholars have actually forgotten the most fundamental thing behind academics. Yeah, reading. Now, friends, I would ask you to hear what I'm saying, not what I'm not saying. And friends, tonight be sharing with you much from a blog post from Charlie Wolcott, one of our bloggers, authors, speaker for the ministry. I want to be clear. We're not saying that these people do not read at all. But it seems as if they don't know how to read anymore, how to interpret things, how to think. They've been taught what to think, but not how to think. It seems many know how to make ideas fit with their ideals, but do not know how to actually let a text say what it actually says. And friends, over the years, it's become more and more true when it comes to the Bible and Christianity. Yes, in fact, many inside of the church even. And I'm not, again, wanting to just focus in on the world out there. Again, talking about those who profess Jesus Christ as Savior, Christians. Many will say that Jesus is their Savior, but is he really their Lord? Now, that's between them and God, so don't hear me judging. Friends, there's times when we hear people talk about the Bible, we seriously, here at the ministry, have to ask, do you even know what the Bible's saying there? So do you know how to really read it? Because what they say the Bible says is nothing like what the Bible really is saying. People want to boast about the salvation and sanctification of Christianity, but for the life of them, they can't figure out what the word day means in Genesis, for instance. So I want to dig into this just a bit for us to really ponder and consider. Friends, God's timing is perfect. We need to remember that. We need to understand that God is perfect. Friends, in order to move forward, we need to go back and look at the truth of what the Bible is actually saying and what God is actually saying through Scripture. We can't just keep going forward, moving forward, without having a solid biblical foundation for what we believe in. We need to get back to the basics, return to the foundations. Friends, there's nothing wrong with studying things academically. But it seems as if much is what has been going on within academia. Well, much of it seems to have gone wrong. So tonight, I want to dig into fundamentals of how to read and understand the Bible. Friends, the Bible is a simple book, really, that even a child can read and understand. At the same time, though, it's a book that's a deep book that a most learned scholar will only have time and, well, knowledge to scratch the surface of the depths of its richness. And friends, let me make this clear before I move on. If the deep meaning contradicts in any way the simple meaning, it is not a deep meaning at all, but a perversion. Friends, I'm not going to take time to talk down to, you know, non-scholars and say, well, you have to know the original Greek and Hebrew to understand the Bible. Now, that's useful, and it's very important. But friends, we need to reopen the Bible to people. It is a book that is to be cherished, loved, and respected. It is primarily meant to be understood, believed, and obeyed. Now, if people want to reject the Bible, well, friends, that's on their own head. But they had better accurately represent it when they do so, if they want to be known as an academic. So, what is the Bible? What is this book? Well, as we get started here tonight, this book, it's not just one book. It is a collection of 66 books written by 40 authors from all sorts of walks of life, in all different political and religious contexts, different locations, different languages, different primary audiences, different genres, over a 1,600-year span. And yet it all says the same message. Friends, it actually reads as though it's a single book with a single mind. And there's no other book that is like it. No academic text compares. No historical document compares. No religious text compares either. It is unique among all other books. Friends, I just want to pause here. Our author, Charlie Wolcott, has written a book called 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible. You can find at worldviewwarriors.org. It's available in paperback and on Kindle. Right there at worldviewwarriors.org. Again, 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible. Great resource Charlie has put together for those interested in it. So again, 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Let me continue here. The Bible, friends, it's not just a book of Jewish writings about the Jewish people, but it's, well, a book by Jewish authors through whom God is sending a message to the entire world. The primary audience of the Bible is, in fact, not Jews, but rather the church throughout the ages. While many academics often look at the Bible from the lens of ancient Near Eastern culture, that is not an appropriate way to really interpret it. Even though Israel was geographically in the ancient Near East, culturally they were vastly different. God set up their culture to be different from the rest on purpose. This was to be a physical demonstration for the church age to come. Friends, the Bible's historical writings really have a twofold purpose. First, to give an accurate history. That history was primarily as a test to prove who the Messiah would be. Friends, Jesus had to come from Adam, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and David. The historical records are not only the most accurate accounts of history ever written, but their accuracy is part of what enables us to know that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. Second, to give all its readers examples of every type of situation that we could face. That's the second reason. Friends, these are not myths, nor are they fables, but they are actual accounts, records of actual events. I'm going to say that one more time. They actually happened as described, and they were not mythical. There are countless examples where I've seen the exact same tactics and moves used by the people recorded in the Bible today. Friends, the Bible has laws, teachings, wisdom writings, songs, prophecies, parables, group and personal letters, apocalyptic literature, even metaphors and allegories. The primary genre is history or historical narratives, giving an account of what happened. Unless the text demonstrates to be otherwise, this should be the default. Friends, we'll take time to dig into that later as things progress, but hang with me here. The Bible is unique from every other book in that it is inspired by God. Well, God did indeed use human authors to physically pen the text. Each were moved and carried along by the Holy Spirit, friends. In some cases, it was direct dictation, such as the prophecy books. In other cases, the Holy Spirit utilized the author's personality and writing style and yet still carried on the divine spirit in the text. Not just any book or author could claim this. Though, let's be honest, many have tried. Moses and the apostles in particular were validated as divine authors because they were given power to perform miracles that showed they were from God. The prophets were authors. They were tested by the tests of a prophet, which included a death sentence for prophesying wrongly. So not only were these books written under the direct influence of the Holy Spirit, but they were publicly recognized as such at the time they were written. It is this interpretation that gives the Bible its position, friends, as the first, final, and ultimate authority over every matter that it speaks on. Friends, again, tonight, taking a look at what is the Bible, if you'd like to dig more into this idea, more into this topic, I do encourage you to go check out 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by Charlie Wolcott there. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Makes a great gift for a young adult in your life or even a teenager. If you're looking to dig deeper, even from that, dig deeper into, well, what the Bible is and just the foundations of belief, you can read more from another resource from Charlie Wolcott in his book, Biblical Foundations. Friends, what is Christianity? What does it mean to be a Christian? How can we live out our faith in practical ways in our everyday lives? What makes Christianity true? Mel and Biblical Foundation, Charlie answers these questions in his book, giving solid reasons why we can trust the Bible and how we can live out our faith. Again, that's Biblical Foundations. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. To take some time to wrap this up and move toward our fast pass, just want to share with you something, a couple comments regarding tonight's program. Thank you for sharing this. Just what I needed to hear and pass on to others. Amen. Nailed it. Praise God for that. And someone asked if they could use this in their Bible study. Well, friends, you can find a blog post written by Charlie Wolcott. What is the Bible? I do encourage you to go find that writing. Yep, go use it not just for your Bible study, but you could even use it for some other teaching you're doing as well, or your own personal study. My name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
I'd like to begin today's Fast Cast with a quote from Oswald Chambers. There's only one thing God wants of us, and that is our unconditional surrender. Friends, it can be hard to do this because instead of surrendering to God, so many people want to go their own way and do their own thing. Yet, in God's actions toward us, there God is, being patient, grace-filled, and being self-controlled. Since God is love, we can logically conclude that allowing people to go their own way, to make their own mistakes, to allow them to live out their God-given free will, and even to sin, though God doesn't want us to, and they receive their own natural law consequences, we can assume this is loving, because God is the example to us. It seems many people struggle with this idea, though, and seemingly some people want to take the place of God in others' lives, and they do not even realize it.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, if it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard. If you know you've heard from God correctly, try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey Him and ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know His truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can find much more about the ministry there. Worldview Warriors, by the way, we're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. Friends, we do that through numerous ways. Our daily blog post, Fastcast, you just heard there. Do Not Keep Silent, of course. Many other things as well. I wanted to share with you also just some core values about the ministry so you know what you're getting involved with here. Jesus is life. The rest is details. Friends, we love Him, and for this reason, we don't apologize for the gospel and challenge students, parents, and grandparents to build their life on faith in Christ. We base that off of Romans 1, 16 and 17. Friends, the Bible can be trusted and provides the only coherent framework for life. Again, 2 Timothy 3, 16. You can find out more about that as well. Jesus Christ alone is our hope and the only real and lasting hope for the world. It is only in Him that we can find truth and change in our lives. John 14, 6. We challenge students especially, and we're moving toward helping parents and grandparents to think critically and invite debate with people, emphasizing that they approach others in love so they can impact the world. And what do we believe? Well, the Bible, we believe, is the holy, inspired word of God, and that it is inerrant from the very beginning in the original autographs, the original writings. Regarding the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we believe the triune God is revealed in Scripture from the very first verse. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are equal in nature, distinct in person, and submissive in duties. Regarding the redemption of man, we believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only means by which can be brought into right relationship with the Creator of all things. The resurrection, we believe that Jesus rose physically from the dead on the third day and that he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Regarding Christ's return, we believe that Jesus will return bodily to consummate his kingdom. 1 Peter 3:15 states this, "Put in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." Again, want to direct you to our blog as well. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. It'll take you there. Steve Reisner, who's one of our bloggers, just doing a great job in a series. Well, not just regarding the Bible, but trying to understand truth regarding scientific things. He's dealing with right now regarding, well, a person called Mary Schweitzer. I don't want to get into all of it, but she's a famed paleontologist who received notoriety when she published her observations that she had found soft tissue in dinosaur fossils. She was not the first person to find soft tissue. But with that, friends, she was the first, well, to really get a great deal of attention about it for doing this. And I do encourage you, take some time to find this writing from Steve titled "There's Something About Mary Schweitzer." And Katie Erickson, who's a, well, regular on the program at least once a month, she's still in the middle of her series on the kings found in 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, regarding kings of Israel and kings of Judah. I do encourage you to take some time to look at that. And also Charlie Wolcott, one of his recent writings, he shared about the way forward is back, and I'd like to direct you to this. Simply because I just am excited that Charlie is dealing with this topic. He talks about some really great things here. Well, one thing we have to remember is that we are not of this world. The United States is not our home. Well, we should cherish what is left of this once great country and praise God for the little freedom that we have left. The U.S. is not paradise, he says. It is not our final destination. Eternity with God in the new earth is our ultimate destination. So with that, friends, as I wrap up the program, just want to give you a little teaser here. With that said, when God judges a nation, the one thing he says to all who may believe is to come out from among them. Well, that sometimes means actually physically leave the country. Sometimes that is not an option. What does it mean in every situation is to come out of that culture? Do not partake in that culture any longer. Charlie shares the church needs to actually obey this. We've heard it, but few are listening. The world has so deeply infiltrated the church that it is nearly impossible to identify a genuine sheep anymore. And even when there are genuine sheep, there is no power behind them. Why? Well, again, I want to encourage you to dig deeper into this writing from Charlie, the way forward is back. But I am going to answer that question, why it seems there's no power behind them, because the world has gotten so deep into our roots that we cannot comprehend what to do apart from it. And friends, as a former youth minister, this example I'm going to share with you kind of pains me. Here's an example. Youth ministry. Now, I, Charlie, anyone with Worldview Warriors, we're not against churches ministry to youth. Not at all. But I think it's time to take a step back and see how are we doing it. It seems as if we're doing it exactly as the world does in our public-run schools. Age segregation and be youth-focused instead of gospel-focused. I just encourage you to think about that and consider that tonight. Again, my name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Also encourage you to go find Charlie Wilcott's blog post, The Way Forward is Back. Find it at worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. It'll take you there. Don't be a pushover, and I'll see you next time.
In Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.